So we had laid out some of the problems with assuming that Bdika Chametz is hefker, but also the benefits and where it comes from. But let's say it's not. Let's say you're not convinced by all these, and you said, okay, fine. Shoyin. It is not hefker. So great. What is it? What is it? If Bdikat Chametz is something else, and it is not just hefker, it is not just a way to sever the connection between the Gavra and the Chefza for you, Mordechai, but it's a din in the Chefza, right? It's a din somehow in changing the Chametz itself. So how does that happen? So before we look at this Ramban, I could have also given you the Ran, I could have given you other Rishonim. Amazingly, they're all long. All long. I know, crazy. First, I wanted to give you a Gemara on Mimhei Amud Bet. That would begin getting us in that direction. Okay? So the Gemara on Mimhei is dealing, at least at first glance, with something else. What is the Gemara dealing with on Mimhei? Come on.
What?
Come on. So the Gemara says as follows. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Okay? The Gemara is talking about cases in which the bread gets moldy, and the like, at some point, it is allowed to be maintained in your property because, presumably, the Chefza has so radically changed. It's not... No, it didn't work? Oh, well. It's not... Sorry. That it's not net... The universe is against you. That it is... Nifso Me'achilat Kelev. So the Gemara says, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Bamed Varam Amurim, Bimikuyemet Le'achila. If you have a hardened mass of leaven, so if you hold on to it for food, you know, you just love rock hard bread. You just love when it gets so hard that it would break your teeth when you would eat it. This is how you like your bread, right? You like crunchy, you know. This is along with obvious stale Oreos. There is also bread, which you could use as a hammer. That is the other thing he keeps under his pillow, because Avi has a very interesting sense of
food.
Yes, exactly. Aval kofetz or shichdali yeshiva. But let's say instead of that, you took a hardened mass of leaven and made it into a chair, into a place to sit. That's what I... Because... Avi, okay, we won't pick on Avi. Avi already has a weird sense of eating. Who has a weird sense of style? Of Mo. Mo is like, how am I going to decorate my house? What furniture am I going to get? I don't want to pay money to buy a nice couch or a nice reclining chair. I am going to, but I do have this 300-year-old hardened seor, which I am going to use as a chair. What's the problem? Just put one of those, you know, cheapy sheets that are meant to reupholster things in the cheapest way possible. You know, you go to the store and instead of reupholstering your couch, you get like a bizarre cloth thing that like clings to it. You ever see these? No? This is like the super cheap way. What? Oh, fine. But you take one of those and you put it on this hardened leaven and that is a chair. So the Gemara says if you do that, it is batel. Even though it is chametz, you know, it is technically made of leaven. That is now Mo's recliner. It is no longer halachically considered. Chametz, midam Rav Shimon Elazar batla. So the Gemara says, the fact that Rav Shimon Elazar says it's batla, the cloud of Tana Kama sever lo batla. Alma ka sever ko zayin avagad mevatel lo batel, which shows you that the Chamim think that even when you're mevatel it, it's not batel. Okay, I don't want to get into the Chamim, but I want you to tell me, in this Gemara, which is admittedly talking about a very different type of bitl than we're normally used to talking about, what does bitl mean? What does it mean that Mo is allowed to hold on to his recliner made of chametz. What does the word bittel mean in that context? Does it mean hefker?
No.
What does it? What does it definitely mean? Not mean? It doesn't mean hefker. Meaning, it's his chair, right? It's his recliner. It's very much Mo's. In fact, no one else here wants that as the recliner. Only Mo wants that as a recliner. It is Mo's recliner. Good. Yes. It's avant-garde. That's right. That is the right word. You like? It is avant-garde. Whatever avant-garde means. I was listening to a podcast on the definition of avant-garde last week. This amazingly did not come up in the definitions of avant-garde. But it might be avant-garde, yes. Cutting edge, and it points to the present reality. Yes.
So, there is, even though something may be, it's not considered food.
Ah, very good. So what is it? Here, the Gemara seems to think that there is a category called bittel, where because of how you relate to an object, now admittedly it has to be an object that, you know, is not, in this Gemara, you're dealing with something that's not really edible to begin with. By you turning it into a
chair,
you have now completed the process of us looking at it. Ah, so the Gemara here doesn't relate to the question of what would happen if something is edible, right? The Gemara introduces a category in which something which the Gemara calls bittel clearly defines an object of chametz that otherwise might be defined as chametz, and according to the chametz is in fact still called chametz, as non-chametz. Right? That's what bittel means. Right? Now, is that what our bittel means? We've got to see. But it's clear that the word bittel, the Gemara now introduces a model, which is not predicated on hefker, which is not about severing the connection between the owner and the chametz, but rather is about transforming what was otherwise viewed as food into non-food. Yes? Is that clear that that is what the Gemara here is talking about? Yes.
When I was studying last Pesach, Rav Amman's Benedict Lachon on Pesach, he brought the example, and he probably got this from the Gemara somewhere, water. So although it was technically edible, it was not considered to be food. Still do.
Glue is often chametz.
Okay. So you bring that as an example. So
right. So you could have a lot of cases. Glue, Play-Doh, kids in Ghana who decide for some reason that the proper way to decorate a picture frame is with hardened pasta. Oh, you remember when you did this? You all did this. We all did this. I'm making fun of myself. You didn't all do this. We did not all do this. My excuse now is that my kids can't do this because they can't have their hands all over gluten because it'll go into their mouth. Hmm. So now, what? Yes, I would like to be able to afford said picture frame. Switching it for gluten-free pasta changes the equation there. Shockingly, gluten-free pasta is more expensive. More expensive, depending on where you buy it. It's not extremely expensive. We're not talking like I can afford it, but like it's several times the price.
Yeah.
If you want the stuff that's edible. If you want the stuff that's not edible, then it's only like twice the price. Okay, fine. This is enough to get us to the Ramban. Like I said, this isn't only the Ramban. It's the Ran. It's many Rishonim. I gave you one Rishon. One nice little short piece in the Ramban.
We got through the first paragraph.
What?
We got through the first
paragraph. It's a nice little short piece in the Ramban. But I want you to, once in a while, you know, I want you to have the experience of not just me cutting out the key lines, but of reading a Rishon who systematically is taking. So we're going to try this, okay? So this is the Ramban Adal Ramban. He says, Inyan bitul chametz zeh shiskiru b'gemara. What is this thing we call bitul chametz that is mentioned in the Gemara? Dimid araita b'bitul ba'al masagile. That biblically, bitul is sufficient. Vadei lo lemai b'dika b'lvad amru. It's not coming just to minimize, to exclude checking. Yes, for that one.
What does alma sagile mean?
Bittul ba'alma sagile. That bittul by itself is enough, is sufficient.
Sagi means
sufficient. Ba'alma is in general. It was also the Gemara. That was a quote from the Gemara. El afi, so he says, Vade lo ma bigu bavad amru, el afi lo chametz yadua. So first of all, as we've seen before, some rishonim distinguish between known chametz and non-known chametz. He says, no, no different. Whatever bitl is, it works. Vinire lefaneinu nami, sagi le bivitl. In our case as well, it is sufficient with bitl, kedamrin and bemotze geluska yefefia. Like the case where you find that gorgeous loaf of bread. Stunning. Stunning loaf of bread. Uvitalmud ayoshev lefnei rabo, and when you have a student by his teacher, v'yeshel isem gulgelet, and he has an already kneaded loaf dough, utananami v'nisker sheshel chametz lafanav, and he remembers he has chametz ubitlu ein over alav. He nullifies it, he doesn't violate. Uperish Rashi zal, Rashi says, why dechtiv tashbitu v'loktiv tivaru dashbata b'levi. Okay, remember we already saw that according to Rashi, right, we said that even if you think that this is not hefker and something else, you have to figure out whether it is tashbitu, which requires either raising what you think, right, raising the bar on what you think bitl accomplishes, or lowering the bar on what you think is required by tashbitu. Rashi lowers the bar on what he thinks is required by tashbitu. Right, so now he summarizes Tosfot. He tells us that I don't understand. The Esther starts at the seventh. If Ashbata is bitul, so, right, why doesn't it work after, right, how could it work after Yisuro? The old Kashmir at the time, Rabbi Akiva, Omar Enot Sarech, Ayomar Achwe, Omar Eshan Tashbita, Sohar, Matsino Avarash, Yav Melacha. Says later on, the Gemara is going to say that what? That according to Rabbi Akiva, Tashbitu is an Av Melacha. What Av Melacha is it? Must it be burning? Which means that Tashbitu is not bitul. Alma Tashbitu bitter davka, which means Tashbitu needs burning of a strefa. Vishtame bitul klal. We'll get there. Lefichach perishu b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam had said to Masha, Amru b'vitol b'al masagi. Mishum d'vitol ainu hefker. Tosfot had said that it's hefker. V'nafka lehu hetera mishum shemar lecha. Right? Tosfot thinks that the heter emerges from the ownership requirement. Right? Shalcha yetero el batero b'chul v'zeno shalo v'zodat. Rabbeinu atzar fatim zal b'vitol. And now he starts laying on the questions. He says, okay. Thank you very much, Tosfot. Vikasha! Question one. Imkein lama iskiru kama imachol masech loshan bitul. Question one. We call it bitul and not hefker. Misagi, hefker. He says, first of all, do not tell me bitul is hefker. If bitul was hefker, we call it hefker. Because guess what? We have a world called hefker that we've heard of, and it's called hefker. It's not called hefker. And therefore, nisht hefker. Nisht hefker. Now, we said already, we hinted at, that one of the ways to defend Tosfot would be to say that Tosfot doesn't mean it's hefker normal, it means it's a unique type of hefker, but we haven't gotten there yet. But so far Tosfot, right? But let's start with the extremes. Let's assume for the moment that Tosfot means real hefker. So therefore the Ramban says, well, if you just mean hefker, then call it hefker! What are you confusing me, right? Like everyone says, wait, that word means that, and that word means that, and that word means that? Yes, all the words mean the same thing. Then why don't you tell me that? Right? That's his problem. It's like once you should have slipped up and called it hefker anywhere in all of Shas, right? If it's the same thing, why are you insisting on calling it bitl and bitl and bitl and bitl and bitl? Come on, you know the word hefker. When he says, besides, we have bitl in other places in halacha, and guess what they don't mean? Hefker, like bitl reshut by Erevin. What's bitl reshut by Erevin? It's when a Jew is in a property and he forgets to make an Eruv Chatzirot, to participate in Eruv Chatzirot. What he can do is he can say, I give over my rights for Shabbat to my property, to the collective, allowing them to carry, because now he is not considered an independent owner. He can just say, I'm gone. I'm out. It's yours. He's not being mafkir, they don't own it. He's just saying, I relinquish my rights for today to my house, such that it's as if I don't live here, which means that every person who does live in this chatzer or participate in the area of chatzer, we call that bitl reshut, right? We're talking area of chatzer, chatzer, chatzer. You have a chatzer. You have four houses in a chatzer, okay. Right? Don't get complicated here. Right? We call that...
No Erevin al Regalachas?
No.
Okay. Right? We call that Bittul. Right? Why is it called bitter? Because you have decided, it's when I decide I'm not living here. It's as if I don't live here. So it's as if they live alone. Is that hefker? No, I still own my property. What does bitul mean in that case? A vacating of something. He said, furthermore, bitul, is it a machloket in the sugya? No. The Gemara just says, And he says, Hefker is not so simple. Remember we saw the Gemara in the Dharma according to Rabbi Yossi. Does Hefker work right away?
No.
When does Hefker take effect? When someone else acquires it. It's just a matana, right? It's a blank check, and someone has to fill out the check to get the money. Right? So he says, if Bittul was Hefker, shouldn't it be subject to all the machlokot in Nedarim?
Right.
Right? And the simple pshat of this, now of course, not surprisingly, certain Rishonim will say, sure. This is subject to those machlokot. Rabbi Yossi won't hold a Bittul. Right? There are Rishonim who do that. But why does the Ramban not take that direction?
Because they don't mention it here.
Because no one said it! Right? Why don't you say it? It sounds like everyone agrees. Yeah, well, also all the other questions. Next question. Next problem. Bittul is allowed on Shabbat. How do I know? Because Gemara says so. Okay? You're allowed to do Bittul on Shabbat. It's like Hefker is Asur on Shabbat, which is not obvious, but he assumes Hefker is Asur on Shabbat. Why? Because there's an issue to do business on Shabbat. And he thinks that Hefker is under that general prohibition against transactions. Va'od kashali, another question. Sheshanu chacham zavu chamako mevadlo belibo. Another problem that the Gemara seems pretty clear that bittul can be done in here.
Oh.
In your heart. As the Meiri says at some point, very weirdly, in the sugya, rachmana libo bai. Right? Which is true. God wants the heart. What that has to do with bittul chametz, I have no idea.
Yes, I know. It's a beautiful, is it?
No, that doesn't surprise me. No. In general, God wants the heart. The hefker bepehu. And he says a hefker requires verbalization. Right? So he says, I don't understand. If it's hefker, call it hefker. It should be us on Shabbat. It's not. It should be done verbally. Bittul doesn't need to be. It should be subject to the machlo code about hefker. It doesn't seem to be. Now he asks a language question. He says, there is a tradition that what is the language of Bittul? Remember, who here has done Bittul Chametz? Please tell me. Good. Erev Pesach, you don't go, burn your Chametz, and you say some words. Some magic words, right? You just say magic words. Kol chamira, blah, 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 blah. Those words, right?
Yes.
In front of two witnesses, I've done it.
That's great. And one of the things you say that, right, the heve ka'afra da'ara, it shall be like dust of the earth. And the Ramban says, what dust of the earth is hefker? Hefker is not dust of the earth. If I say my phone is hefker, it's not dust of the earth. It is now.
I can take it.
It means that Mordechai can take it if he wants my old falling apart phone. If that's what he wants.
Like gems of earth.
Right. Well, sure. You have a high opinion of broken, like old phones. But sure. He said that's the Gerson the Yerushalmi, and he says, whoever heard of Hefker being dirt? It is dirt. This is dirt. It's like that's not how things work. Mufkar, right? Okay. Next topic. Va'od yishli zavuk behefker. Lefishet shvichu b'gmorah trei kroy. L'sher lo kibashto v'chad l'chivashto v'lefker lo atli minayu. D'chim and litlei pailim. V'lav demar. Sorry, v'lav d'achir mu'ava b'shen o'shalcha inu v'chal heter zeh. He said, we bring like multiple psukim to talk about the case of the goy's property, which is kivashto, lo kivashto. He's like, I don't understand what's talking about. If it's just hefker, it's yours or it's not yours. Stop. You're giving me a headache. You're just giving me a headache. What is all these cases? Like, come on. It's yours. It's not yours. It's yours. It's not yours. What are you doing? Okay. Skip now to his answer. Okay. You got a bunch of questions, right? He's like, look, it doesn't fit the rules of hefker. Not language wise, not number of people there, not verbalization, none of it. So, if you've lost me with the questions, now pick up for the answer, okay? This is like halfway through the Ramban. Elakach ani omer. So this is what I think it is. Shabitul mo'il lohotzio mitorat chametz. Bitul helps to remove it from the status of chametz. Ulahachshivo ke'afar she'eno ra'oi la'achila. And to transform it into dust. That is not edible. Correct. It is dust. Really? It looks like a box of bagels from Holy Bagel. No, it is dirt. It is dirt. I'm telling you, it's dirt. It doesn't look like dirt. It is dirt. You koifer, how dare you? What are you talking about? It is dirt. It is dirt. What? Wait, wait. And he says, how could it be that? He says, how could it be dirt? What is this dirt? We speak of dirt. He says, v'heter zeh midivrei Rabbi Yishmael. The basis of it is Rabbi Yishmael. Damar shnei dvarim einu b'shutol shel adam. He says, look, the Gemara had said, remember this magic Gemara? That there are two things that are in your reshut that aren't really in your reshut, right? There are two things that you don't really own, but the Torah makes it as if you own to make you violate and force you to deal with it, right? What are they? Right? Chametz and bor b'shut harabim, right? A pit in the b'shut harabim. The chemen shelo gbid the Torah shelo yichametz shelo b'shuto. The isurei hana eino mamon. He said, here's the thing. Chametz is already not yours. It's not just that it's not yours. What is it? Asur b'hana'a. It's usher to benefit. What's the normal rule of things that are usher to benefit? How much value do they have? Zero. Zero. You try to be Makadesh a woman with Isur Hana'a. Does it work? Not if it's Isur Hana'a. No, that you give me a present. Adam, I accept the present, yes. But Isur Hana'a doesn't exist. Says Einan Mamon v'lo karin be'lecha. It's not money. It's not worth anything, and it's not yours. Bidinu shel yavar lo biklum. So logically, you should never violate the Yisrael chametz because all chametz doesn't exist on Pesach, and therefore, how could you violate it? Doesn't exist. Ella shatora asato kihilu bershuto lavar lo vishnei lavin. But the Torah made it as if it does exist, and it's in your property to violate to lavin. If you want it, the fichach zesh eskima daito ladat Torah. So how does bittul work, Avi? By being mavatal and saying it to me, you are dirt. What are you doing? You are making your will one with the will of the Torah. I kid you not. These are the words he says. Sheskima daito ladat Torah. You have now made your will one with the will of Torah, wow, which is that chametz should not exist.
It's still there, though.
No!
It is.
Heresy! Heresy! It is not there. V'yatza levatlo shlo yibodin mamon. It has no money. Ashi motzi mershuto legamrei. It is outside. Mutzah mershuto legamrei. Shuv eno avar lav dolorit karin v'lcha kevin shuasar v'en rotza b'kiumo. V'lo mi boiler avon and afil rabbi yoshek lili. Kevin shinit yaish mimanu eno over a love velo karin belecha. It's no longer yours. Kevin draws him and also became of lomi boiler. I'm on a filler of tzai shinit yaish get vimene yisuro yatsum reshuto ve'en bo din gezel. You can't violate stealing. And the minute is man chain balabait mafkid makbid aleim utarim mishum gezel p'turim no ma'aser v'avu kehefker v'acha adif nami hefker. It's much better than hefker. The lohadar iu zachibe da shav yikafer. You can't even acquire it back if you want because you made it dirt. You don't want it. The Efshar v'nachonu lomar k'divei Rashi. Now he says, aha! If Bittul is turning it into dirt, it's not Hefker. Now I can explain another Shita. What can he explain? Rashi! Because what did Rashi say? Remember, Rashi said something very exciting. Rashi said, what? Remember, we said two questions. One, is it hefker and severing the connection between you and the object, or what? Is it something else, right? It changes the heftza. And then we said, if it changes the heftza, is it going to fulfill the mitzvah of tashbitu, which depends on how ambitious you are in what you think bittul can do, and how lack of ambitious you are, right, you think are in terms of what tashbitu demands. The Ramban says, aha, Rashi said that tashbitu doesn't say tevaru, it doesn't say burn, and therefore we lower the bar on tashbitu. And bittul works to destroy it at the level of tashbitu, even though it wouldn't at the level of tevaru. And now the Ramban says, aha, and how exactly does deciding that I don't like the chametz anymore, how does that destroy it? Because it transforms the chetza into dirt. It makes it dirt. It makes it dirt. He says, "Ve'efshar v'nachonu lomar k'divei Rashi." Now it's proper by Rashi. The nafkulon midrash tashbitu that he said by tashbitu. Dachi kamar rachminu tashbitu oto miseor. Destroy it from being leaven. V'lo yera eseor. Don't see leaven. 1 second. Elash. 1 second. Elashie beinecha kesaruf. May you view it as burned. May you view it as dirt and ashes. Do not desire its existence. Right now he explains Rashi. He says, what is Rashi saying? Since it doesn't say burn or destroy, it says tashmitu, which means make it cease to exist. It's not about destroying, it's about viewing it as non-existent. Aha!
It's transforming the chafza by way of the gavra, but it's still a chafza.
Oh, shari b'shari, shurim b'urim k'zibwen, right? Other things require destruction. Mikol makom, bittul kishmo. Bittul is what it sounds like. Shivat lumi libo, nullify it from your heart. Mitoras chometz. Nullify its shame chometz. That's what hashbata means. Kinyan lo tashbit melech brit elokecha. Right? So remember, we Ginsburg talked about this last week. Don't let there cease being salt.
Right.
Right? Tashbit means cease. Lo tivatel v'cheinami mashmod shvita bittul. Right? And that which Tosfot said, oh, chalek, ah, chalek, tashbitu, and a kutcha. Dichi amart nami tav iru leach tiva levar achar chatzot. Viru kvar avar alav, elashe mavur o mavuto bachatzot kam rachmara. It means that by chatzot, it has to be either mavur or mavuto. And then he says, v'chein ma shikshu medivir Rabbi Akiva. And he says, what about the question of Tosfot from Rabbi Akiva? That havara hi av melacha in a kutcha, da atu bir, lav da araita hi. El Kolshim of Aravade Mashbit says that's not a question, because obviously you can be Mekayim Tashbitu by doing Havara. You just don't have to do that. You can actually destroy it, and if you choose to destroy it, amazingly, it is actually a Malacha, because if you choose to burn it, then it is burning, right? Dach Rachman Hashem Saor Batam Vadecham and Bittul Biadam Asreifa. But we don't have to do that. It doesn't say burn it. Therefore, bittul b'peh is enough. Correct. I don't know. And he says, on chol, you have the choice of destroying it. But during the week, during chol, you have the choice of either bittul b'peh or sreifa. So on Shabbos, you're right. You can only do bittul. Okay, what do you want from my life? Okay. Next, I'll skip the rest of this paragraph. Next paragraph. Vishuv matzati v'sifrei. Look at the next page. Lo yirah lecha se'or ro'a talachirim. Lo yirah lecha se'or ataro'a ligavo. Lo yirah lecha se'or ataro'a beplatya. Lo yirah lecha se'or bata belivcha. Mikan Amrol, let's go to Bitl Matizan do we bright Ashunisham Lamadman Shin a Bitl Nidrash Lona Miloshan Diju El Mia Licho. But he says, wait a second, in the Sifrei doesn't sound like Tosfot, that Bitl is justified in a series of rules that are about not being Licha. Right? It's not yours. He says, no, that's not a problem. That's what it means. Is that it's, I view it as not mine anymore, which makes it dirt. Thank you. Nimtzit Omer. Therefore, Shlosha Minu Beir Hain. There are three ways of doing Beir. Shamra Torah, Shalir Chamed, Shalana Bershuta, Lefichach, Beirum in Olam. Possibly one, destroy. Like Sreifa, Oshavtu Lagamre. Right? And then, Zeo Oto Kafar Shein Roi Lachila. Right? That's actual, you know, making it dirt. Sorry, Zeo Me'ulishman, that's the best. Right? So he says, the highest level destruction. Second, Bitlu B'dibur Bilvad. Bitl. Sha'av Se Yatsa Mitor El Chameitz. That's another way of making it not Chameitz. Kevan Sherotze Linogbo Isser Shabov in Arotze B'kimo V'hu Ro Oto Kafar Shein Roi Lachila. Hefkeru Name Yatsa. But he says, Hefker might also work to the extent that it removes the Lacha. So he's saying Hefker might also work because it removes the Lacha, but that's the lowest level, right? There's a Biur, there's a Srefa, Bittel, and Hefker. However, V'chol Eilu, but then he adds, V'chol Eilu Divrei Torah, that's only biblically. Avami Divrei Sofer Mitzrichu Levar Lagamre. Right, Midir Abanan, what do we want you to do? Destroy, and that's why we do bedika, we make you burn, etc. Next paragraph. V'nir nadvarim sha'bitl b'levu, and it seems like bitl is in your heart. V'ein etzar lozi b'svatav, you don't need to verbalize it. Zeu sh'shanacham b'chol makom, v'vatlo b'libo. V'kol ze minatam sh'perashti, why you let it do it in your heart? For the reasons that I explained, because you're just agreeing with the will of the Torah. And once you tap into that will of the Torah, it works great. So that is right now some people think that it has to be bepeh, and what believe means his last line is that maybe you actually do have to verbalize it. What it means that you do it in your heart is that your heart and your mouth have to agree. Okay, he doesn't like it, but he suggests it. Okay?
Unless I don't understand halachic man, it feels kind of halachic man-esque.
And what's wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right. Now, if you remind me, what did I say? What if you take this arasof, this extreme thesis, right, that bitul is you're transforming the chefza into not chametz, right? Oh, so the most extreme form, as Avi said, would be you can eat it, right? What? Yeah. Right?
Wouldn't that be testimony to the fact?
So for a second, just turn for... Guys, for a second, turn to 15 and 16. Okay. I just want to show you just how much people take this seriously. So if you look at the Ralbag ala Torah, the Ralbag says, Hashoresh Hasheni, who she'echad she'bitlo eino overa la v'vali rav v'alimatze. Once you do bitl, you don't violate v'vali rav v'alimatze. Even if it's in your house. Shaharei Eno Sor. Okay, by the way, I did not give you every shita that said this, but I'm giving you a few. Ralbag says, it is not Sor. Velo Chametz. It is not Sor. It's not Chametz. It's all by Lim. Lefisha Kvar Hishbitu, because you did Tashbitu. Right? Ukvar. Hidbar Zebirishon Mipsochet. V'yir Eli. She'im achlo achar zeh. It seems to me that if you eat it, ein bitulo moel lo klom. What's the problem? Does he think that you violate eating chametz? Yes, only right. He thinks that you can't eat it. Why can't you eat it? Because retroactively, it shows you didn't mean it when you turned it into dirt. So what does that imply? Doesn't work. Correct. According to him, It's not that it doesn't turn into dirt. It's just that if you eat it, it shows you weren't sincere.
If someone else, can you eat someone else's dirt?
Oh, so that's the question. Is it's not clear what would happen if you eat someone else's dirt. Good. Sharei, but some people were like, Sharei nidbar shuetz al machshavto lechem. Because the fact that you're eating it shows that you think it's bread, lo afer ve'efer, not dirt and ashes. Meaning, it's a technical problem. If you eat it, it shows that you really weren't mavatlik, so you treat it as bread. Lad mishmeret lishmeret. And therefore, just to be careful, we make you take it out of your house. Now, many people are medayik from the Ralbag that he thinks that what? If you eat it, it retroactively undoes bittul. But what does he not very much not say? What if you don't eat it, but you benefit from it? Right? What if you don't eat it, but you benefit from it on Pesach? Oh, very good! So some of your medayik from the Ralbag, you see that according to him, bikaron, you turned it into dirt. If you eat it, what does that show? That you really think it's bread. But if I use it as a door stopper, as a chair, that's mutter. Because I could use dirt as a chair.
You can stop the door with enough dirt.
I can use dirt as a door stop, right?
But what if you also...
So the Ralbag isn't willing to accept it. Now, he comes pretty darn close because he says, conceptually, should Bittul make it that you're allowed to eat it?
Yeah.
Yes, it's just a technical problem, right?
And it really sounds like you could eat it.
Right? But even though he doesn't go that far...
Other people do.
Who does? As we saw... That opinion in the Michtam, because
God,
the Michtam is like, no, if you want to take this conceptual possibility to its logical extreme, then I will help you. I will help you, Avi, because Avi wanted to take it to its logical extreme. So the Michtam will. And he says, Amarava, Shema ima de gluska yifefi avadaita ilavei, perish, v'yitein daito ala, you will concentrate on it, v'yochlenu, and eat it, v'yitchayiv karet. But now that you were mavatlit, and you made it dirt, afilu achla, even if you eat it, have ka'ochel afar upatur. You ate dirt? No. I don't understand the problem. It looks like a 7-layer cake. It tastes like a 7-layer cake. It cost $500 because you had it from a Schmitz cake maker. It's dirt! You know those, like, YouTube videos? Is it cake? Or is it a football? Is it cake? This, you look at it. No, it's not cake. You cut it open. No, it's cake. No, it's dirt. It's dirt? It's dirt! I'm telling you. Magic! Magic! I can turn anything into dirt. I will make my own YouTube video. Is it cake? Or is it chametz or dirt? Doesn't matter what it looks like. Dirt. It's dirt. It doesn't look like dirt. Dirt! It's dirt. Doesn't matter. Now, the Michtam did not mince any words. The Michtam just says, Bahai Perush Letaklal. This interpretation is not at all. No. It has not happened. These words are incoherent. Divadai ein bitul moel veino matzal michu vachila. Bittul does not make it mutter to eat chametz. He's like, I don't know what you just said, but the words that came out of your mouth, just no. What? But it's dirt. He says, Elahachi kamar achar de bitlev avda kafram isalev alatel michle. He says, no. What does bitul mean? Now that I treat it as dirt, it is disgusting to me, and I just won't eat it. I honestly don't know what the words mean here. He's just saying, no, if I call it dirt, I obviously won't eat it, because ew. What? You mean, it sounds like they're all Bob. It sounds like they're all Bob. Correct. It sounds like they're all Bob. Which is, he agrees that it made it dirt. It's just that you won't eat it. I mean, if you do eat it, clearly you weren't serious about this, because it's dirt. You wouldn't eat dirt. You wouldn't eat dirt. Then clear. Oh, good, Kasha. What if I eat dirt every day of the year? That's what I eat. I eat dirt. I. So it's obvious, like, what happens if before I eat any food, I call it dirt, does it not have calories?
No.
Say it's a diet. It's like, oh, that is cake. No, it is dirt.
No.
It is dirt. Oh, I see. So what I should do? You're right. What we should do is Erev Pesach. I should just go to the supermarket and say, dirt. It's all dirt, and then I won't gain calories for months until we run out of dirt. It is dirt. You know. But yes, this is the logical extreme. This Ralbag and the Mechtam of the dirt Svara. It is dirt. You transform the Chefza. Dirt. Now, Mordechai is right. This is not a pure Chefza. This is like, by the way the Gavra relates to the Chefza, it's dirt to you. It is a Chefza. I've changed the Chefza to you. Aha.
But is this not a Gavra? No, apparently not.
You're saying, like, the question of how long you would say that somebody else is going to be there?
There's no longer a dirt story, right? Because humans are now capable of using dirt. And we don't have a dirt story. So.
Yeah. Now, I will just point out here, if we go backwards here, look at 14, Mishnah Berurah says, Vilhave ka'afra da'ara. Right, he notes on the girsa that we have that bittel is, it is dirt. V'nachon sheyomar, right, so you would say, doesn't the girsa prove that we paskin like the Ramban? Because our girsa of Kol Chamira is lehevi kafra dar, it should be like dirt. Not so fast. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? V'nachon sheyomar v'lehevi hefker kafra dar. You should say it's hefker like dirt. Right? So what is the Mishnah Berurah saying? And why does he say it? Because Lekulei Alma Mani Lashon Zeh Shel Hefker. Everyone agrees that Hefker works. Af Sha'amar Lashon Zeh Beino Levein Atzma V'lo B'vnei Acherim. V'nei Anashim, right? So he says, I should say Hefker. Now, what do you see? But that means the simple shot, just Kavar Kafkara, right? The Ramban says the Girsa proves. Well, yes. He's combining it, right? Okay. Fine.
Fine, whatever.
Okay. So now, let's go back to the question: is bittel enough to be mekayim the mitzvah of tashbitu? So, according to Rashi, yes, because magic, I have turned you into dust. What does the Rambam hold? So, this is a little bit unclear. The Rambam writes in 11: Umahi hashbata. Zu, what is this hashbata? Murutara hi shevatel al chameit bilibo. It's a yishmevatel chameit. The yachshev otok afar. And make it dirt. The yasim bilibo she'in bishuto chameit bichlal. Chameit klal. And make it as if you don't, in your heart, that you don't have chameit at all. She'kal chameit rudareu ka afar. Any chameit in your property is afar. Ukadavar she'in brotarach klal. So simple chart according to the Rambam. Does he agree with Rashi? Yes. Mahi hashbata. He said, what is hashbata? And instead of saying burning, what does he say? No. Bittel, right? Like Rashi. Yes?
Yeah.
However, if he actually holds this as a machloket in the Mefarshim, so maybe you want to look at Rabbeinu Menoch first. 13 is shorter. The hachar darshinin le'lakra, at the bottom of the page. Lo yireh lecha chameitz b'tarat chameitz. Avo b'tarat afar yireh. This is how he reads the pasuk. Don't see chameitz as chameitz. But you are allowed to see chameitz as dirt. Va'bitl mo'i b'chameitz ha'yadu'alo. And chameitz, bitl works even in known chameitz. V'ena yachal v'aro. And you can't get rid of it. Could go nafla la ma'polet. It's like when a wall falls on top of your chameitz. Oh, osed beitza otsar. You make your house into a storehouse. Oh, Mishu Biracher, you're another city, and Yachal Biro. Aval Chameitz Ha'adu'alo, V'yachal Avar Lo Sag Le'Vitl. But he says, maybe it's not enough. Right? We've seen this machloka before with Chameitz that you know about. But fundamentally, the Rav Amenoch takes it as it sounds. Right? However, look at the Kesem Mishnah in 12. Umayash Batazu Amor B'Torah. You should get rid of chametz that you know about. What you don't know about, nullify. Believe. This is our Gersa. So he says what sounds like from the Rambam is that biblically you need two things. Biur ubitol. Destruction and bitol. So how does Kesavisha read the Ramban? The Rambam? Is bitol beer? No. You need beer and bitol. And bitol solves licha. Licha. Right? Right? Yes. Inami mi dichtev tashbitu veloktev tevarot Yisroel ke'enyan sheper shvod chavim hashchet sof v'kalei uvirnami kim shechmir botor v'chametz bezach levad lo believe v'ashe in game b'shari surin pered lamir v'chametz bezach har biur ke'ena ut chavim v'lask v'lashon tashbitu galu l'anech lo efshar v'zgiv b'tol. Alternatively, it's l'chatchila b'diavad. That's telling you that if you can't burn it, then you can destroy it through b'tol. But according to him, he has two possibilities. Either b'tol is not biur, or it's Biur b'diavad, right? Unlike the simple pshat of Rabbeinu Manoach, is that the Rambam simply thinks that the bittel is biur. Correct. If you skip down a few lines, the efshar lafarish od ma'ida gam rechain v'divrei sofrim lokai el inyan shabedika v'bittel yubetchilat lel yodalav tziut habedika v'ashbat midoraitu. It says alternatively, you say that bedika and bittel the zman is derabanan, but maybe they really are midaraita.
What is midaraita?
The zman of bedika and bittel. But maybe bittel itself does in fact count. Right? So you see that the Kesav Mishnah is struggling with this question of whether la halacha he's willing to accept that bittel is biur.
Oh.
Right? And for him, what does that hang on? As you'll see later on, whether you think that it's like making it like afar or it's just removing lecha, right? That if it's just removing ownership, is it biur? No, right? Fine. Okay, so this is a summary. If you look at now at 17, you can see I gave you some English summaries, right? Just in case you lost where we are, and then tomorrow, I thought actually you'd have to spend more time on this, but we actually got the key points of this figure out. I gave you from Dafyomi Dael, right? So in what way does Bittel work to destroy Chametz? So Tosfos says it's Hefker, as we saw. The Ran at the beginning of Pesachim, which is the same as the Ramban, says that it's not a normal form of making Chametz Hefker, right? And again, the proof, right? All the problems that we saw. He says that what it is it's not yours anyways. What you're doing is you are, all you have to do is decide that your Chametz is worthless. Right, is valueless. Now, here you see that some of the Acharnim distinguish, right? Now, I'm equating here Rashi and the Ramban, because the Ramban thinks that Rashi works with him, but some distinguish, as you see here, and say that according to the Ramban and the Ran, what you're doing is you're making your chametz worthless. As opposed to Rashi, that they take as you are mentally destroying it. Okay? That is another way of reading this sugya, right? Which is that Rashi and the Ramban both agree that you are what? That Bittul is mentally devaluing it, but maybe the question of whether you are Mekayim Tashbitu or not depends on whether you're mentally devaluing it or mentally destroying it. And then they note here, right, that the Nafkamin of who's right may hang on the question of whether the Girsa, right, whether the text that we read in Kol Chamira is like the Mishnah Brura, Hefker Kafradara or Kafradara, though it could be that our, you know, Girsa, which all messes everything up, is trying to nod to other, right, to other models. And then in the end, I gave you a nice little article by Ray Tarragon if you wanted to look at some other models, right? And again, right, he summarizes here, right, the Tosfot things that Bittel is just another model that we already know about called Hefker. Again, we talked about certain problems. Right, the Ramban offers the fact that, right, it's getting rid of Rotsa Bikiyumo. the proof, we didn't give all the proofs. One was the Gemara we saw on Memtet. The other is the one on Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara says that if a wall just falls on Chametz, right, at that point it's Batel, right, since like you don't care about it anymore. Fine. Okay, right. We said another possibility, right, is that it could be that the exact formulation hangs on whether it works with chametz yadua, chametz not yadua, or not, right? Where obviously, if it's really right, that it could be that you think that if you're just removing its value, that that works for chametz that is, you know, not yadua. Where if it's chametz yadua, like you know about it, maybe that doesn't work as much. Okay. The last thing then, if I want to deal with this sugya, is that we still have to defend Tosfot, right? Right, remember? Right, which is, we said conceptually Tosfot makes a lot of sense. Right, right, conceptually Tosfot makes a lot of sense, namely that what? Right, meaning that the only thing you have to do is to remove it from lecha, right? But remember, why didn't the Ramban like Tosfot? What? Because it doesn't act like Hefker. Right? It doesn't act like Hefker. Very good. Right? So how do we solve this?
We can say it's like a Hefker, but not like Hefker.
Right. So one way is the and I won't get too much into it, but one way is the local way of defending it, which is to say, maybe Rabbi Yossi, who holds you need, right, that it's that Bittel is a Matana, will simply will not hold of Bittel Chametz.
Right.
Very good. Right? It just won't hold of it. Right? That's... Well, you could just say that. Or you could say that maybe the question of whether you need three people for Bittel Chametz, right? Maybe the fact that our sheet don't need it shows that we paskin like the Shita and the Gemara, that need the Oraita, you need nobody. And midrabanan, you right, you need it, and therefore, so that's derabanan, right? But when it comes to bittul chametz,
it's a different concept.
So we waive it. No, we waive it. No, I'm saying there's the local defenses, right? Right. The local defenses are, right, is that each little problem you come up with a solution. You say, what's the problem? Right, I don't understand. What's the issue? Right, you're talking there about. Right, So those are relatively easy, right? To say that yes, midrabanan you need three people. Rachametz midrabanan you. Sorry, midrait you need three people. No. Midrait you need what? You need nobody. Midrabanan you need three. But for chametz we waive the derabanan. Right. However. Right? There is one other way of doing this, and that is to say that even according to Tosfot, it's Hefker, but
you need to do something else with Chametz.
But it's a different type of Hefker, right? Is to take a conceptual approach that it is a different type of Hefker, right? So who says that? So this is the position taken most explicitly. I didn't give it to you. Is the Meiri, okay? Because I just don't want to go down. If you want to go down this rabbit hole and take a day on this, we can. It is quite the rabbit hole. But the Meiri, I'll read you the line in a second. Um, Okay. So the Meiri has a very long piece in Magen Avot, right? Magen Avot is this collection where he just answers people's questions in life. And he says there, I'll just read you a summary, Shahefker chaluk l'shlosha drachim, that there are three types of hefker in life. Mehem tzarech shlosha, some hefker needs three people. V'shehefkerenu derech klal l'chol adam, k'mon shahefker ezeh davar, sh'biyadom mitzad ritzono b'lo shum siba no da'ad lanu. When do you need three people for hefker? When you're being mevatel something that you really want for no external motivating factor. Meaning, there's no objective reason why Mordechai should want to give up his phone. But he decides he wants to be mafker. In order to do that, he needs three people. Umehem should sarech dibur va'amir el shenasaf b'yachid. And there's some bidika that requires verbalization, but it can be done in front of one person. V'hu chol davar shesivet efkera no da'at bo. And that's something where everyone understands why you're doing it, right? So the Meiri is Mechadesh, that how many witnesses you need for Hefker depends on how logical it is to the world that you want to be Mavatlet. If it's something that there's no good reason for you to be Mafkerit, then you need three people. If it's something that people understand why you want to be Mafkerit, then you need one person. But V'yesh b'minzeh, there's a subcategory of that where the reason you want to get rid of it is because of a halachic reason. And there's how many cases of that? One. Bitul chametz. V'zeh shebitul v'livo nasa ka'amira. And there you don't even need to verbalize it. Bitul chametz mitol chomer ha'inyan. Because it's so strict, it works. Right? So the Meiri is mechadesh that even if you think it's hefker, it's a different type of hefker. It's a hefker where everyone understands for halachic reasons why you're doing what you're doing. And therefore, is it hefker? Yes. But all the exceptions that you see that the rules seem to be less, we're more lenient in how we allow you to be mevatlet, that's because it's something that everybody understands why you're going to be mafker. Why are you going to be mafker it? Because you're supposed to get rid of it. Because it's the Hara, very good. Because it's the Yitzhar Hara. His Raya, and I didn't want to go down this rabbit hole too much, so that's why I'm just going to tell it to you. But if you decide you want the rabbit hole, I'll just give you the entire piece in the Magen Avot, and we can spend 6 weeks on it. Okay? No, but put it this way, it's longer than the Ramban we just read. Okay? And more complicated. So the Meiri has the following argument. The Gemara in Shabbat, Daf Yud Zayin Amibet, has a machloket Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai about the Isser Shvitat Kelim. What's Shvitat Kelim? Whether you're obligated to have your vessels not work on Shabbat. Yes? Right? Meaning, is it usser for you to do work on Shabbat, or is it even usser to have your vessels doing work on Shabbat?
So you set on a timer for your...
Have your dishwasher go on Shabbat. Have your washing machine go on Shabbat. Oh, no, one second. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. What about your Shabbos? According to Beit Shammai, who says you're not allowed to have your Kelim, what about your Shabbos candles? You have a candle going. It is burning on Shabbos. Aren't you, according to Beit Shammai, that your vessels, right, must rest on Shabbat. Aren't you violating it? Or about what about your blech? Or your hot plate? Or your heater? Your air conditioning. So the Gemara has, right? So the Gemara says, Gigit v'ner ukdera ushvud, my time asharu beit shamai. And the Gemara says something inexplicable. What does it say? Demafker lehu afkure. You were mafker it. Oh, you have Shabbos candles going? No, I was mafker the candles. You have a blech going? Nope. Mafker it. Doesn't exist. So the Meiri is Machadesh that this can't possibly mean
actual mafker.
Hefker in the way we know it. It has to be like Bedikat Chametz, that this is a special type of hefker, right? Some sort of objective situational hefker. And that's what's going on here. Now, there are other examples of this. And if you want, I can give you an article that will go through all of it. But the main direction, do you understand? The main direction. Are we clear, at least in the main mahalach here? Right, to defend the Meiri, there are two ways. Sorry, to defend Tosfot, that Bittel is Hefker, there are two directions you can take. One is localized defenses, right? Oh, the Gemara says you need three people. That's only Midrabana, right? The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yossi, Hefker is Kematana, and therefore it's still owned. He won't hold a Bittel Chametz, is according to everybody else, right? So one direction is just to defend Tosfot on every little point. The other is to take the Meiri's approach, which is it's Hefker, but a different type of Hefker. That because it's a Hefker which is driven by objective halachic reasons, the standards for Hefker are very different, okay? So that is the directions you could take to defend Tosfot. Again, you could spend forever trying to work out all the details, but I think that's enough to get the big picture of Bittel. So we saw, is Bittel Hefker, and it's focusing on the Cha, is it focusing on the Heftza? How is it focusing on the Heftza, making it worthless, making it nothing? The extremes that you could even eat it, right? And the reasons why technically you might not want to accept that possibility. The question of whether it's a kiyum of Tashbita, which depends on how expansive you are in your conceptualization of Bittel, and how weak of a conception of Tashbita that you have, which might come, you know, to some of the things we've talked about, destroying or just getting out of your reshut. And then the defenses of Tosfot, which is, since it's so obviously not Hefker, how could it be Hefker? It's either, well, you come up with 20 million localized defenses, or like the Meiri, you say it is Hefker, but it's a qualitatively different type of Hefker, and that explains Bittel.